Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed Daled. We are in Perakot Siulo, and we are right before the Mishnah of the Kohen Gadol actually going into the Kodesh Kadashim. So right before that, we discussed the Machlokas Tanaim in the previous Mishnah of how many curtains were there between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall. There was a wall, the Amatraxin. It was an Amah thick, 20 Amos high, and everybody agreed to that. But regarding the Bayis Shedni, there was a machlokas exactly how it looked. Remember, Bayis, the Mishkan was described in Sefer Shmos. And Bayis Rishon was described in Malachim Aleph and in Divrei Hayamim. Bayis Shedni is described in Meseches Midos. And Bayis Shlishi is described in Sefer Yechezkel. And we don't exactly know, and it was some kind of combination between Bayis Shedni and Nu. Those are the different descriptions of the Bate Mikdash. Regarding Bayis Shedni, that was a lot of Torah Shebaal Peh. So we have a machlokas, how many curtains were there in the Bayis Shedni? Right? This is also one of those machlokos that it's hard to say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. It's a historical machlokas, and one of them is right and one of them is wrong. And we'll have to ask Bimos HaMashiach, you know, exactly, and you know, what was it? What was it? But there are svaras based to explain the Shitas, but Lechora, one of them is one of them is MS, so to speak. So Rabbi Yossi says there was one curtain that was an Amma thick, a very thick curtain. And the Tanakama says, no, there were two curtains. And that's what the Mishnah describes, two curtains. What was the status of that Amma? That's why it was a little tricky, right? Both agree that that Amma was in between. And like we tried to prove yesterday from the Psukim, which didn't work. We tried to prove, you know, whether it was left out of the 40, left out of the 20. So that didn't work. So it's, it remains a middle area that we have to cordon off. So the Gemara now says where we are up to. My time under Rabbanan. So what's the source? My time, remember, what is the source of the Rabbanan? There were two curtains. V'hivdila haparoches lochem. The Pasuk says, there in Shmos, Vivdila, we'll start at the beginning of the Pasuk. But Asadas Aparochas, Tachas Akrasim, Vives Shma, Mibes, Shami Bez Aparochas, Aron Hoidus, put the Aron into the Kodesh Kadashim, Vivdila Aparochas Lachem, Beina Kodesh, Uvein Kodesh, HaKadashim. So we think that the Parochas has to be the separator, and it has to be on the border of where the Kodesh ends and where the Kodesh Kadashim starts. So if I would put one curtain, and the Rabbanan aren't thinking that you're going to put one thick curtain. Read if you would, that then there would be a lot of curtain that's not on the border. The curtain has to be the mavdil. And therefore, what do we do just to be safe? We put two curtains, one on the edge of each of side of that amma. So for sure, this curtain, we're not sure which side is the edge, right? Which side is the border of where Kodesh and where Kodesh Kadashim start. So we'll put a curtain on each side. So the curtain is at the edge. You know, we'll cover the two possibilities. And Rabbi Yossi would say no. You know, it has to be on the edge, but not the entire curtain. There could be curtain, the thickness of the curtain in the middle could be, you know, somewhere on the inside. So if you have a thick curtain, Rabbi Yossi says that would be good enough. Right? You see the Korban Eida. Desvirale l'Rabbi Yossi deparoches haisa avya ama lahashlam amatraxin. Rabbi Yossi says it was one thick curtain to be the amatraxin. Rabbanan savri, no. Mitchilas ovi haparoches tzarech lios kodesh. Right, from the edge. The edge has to be the border. Kidachsiv v'hivdila haparoches lachem. The paroches itself has to be the mavdil. Mashba mimachem shemasla paroches u'kodesh. V'yavo bishem mikdash rishon ha amatraxin. In the first base of mikdash, you had a thick wall. So why can't you just have a thick curtain? No, that was different. Shaini shayev binyan. That was part of the binyan. That was part of the structure. Aval b'mikdash sheni shenase b'paroches sorach sheyedum yed mishkan on the amatraxim we are mesupik. Okay, so Gemara says now ma avale Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi do with the pasuk that gives the impression a little bit that maybe there were two curtains? Rabbi Yossi says there were two curtains, but there weren't two curtains, weren't horizontally one in front of the other. It was one on top of the other. There was an upstairs. It was an upstairs above the Kodesh Kadashim. So, Bein Kodesh HaKadashim Shalom Alon, the Kodesh HaKadashim Shalom Atan. So, there was a curtain upstairs, a curtain downstairs to be mafsik between the different areas. But, lest the Rabbanan Kain, either Rabbanan don't say that. But, I don't say that, there would be a separation upstairs also. Islan Kehidatan did Taninan. Says the Rabbanan, no, if you look at the Mishnah in Midos, there was a different structure, physical break to remind any Kohen up there that he can't go. Like it says, Varashi Pisipisin, right? There were these edges of these little wood pieces, Mavdil, Ba'aliyah, Mekosh, Vekosh, Akadosh, and there were other markers, right? There were these Pisipisin that were markers up there, so you didn't need a curtain, right? These function as a separation, right? The Karbon Eidah says, Vahayu Yodin, Ezeo Kodesh, Ve'ezeo Kodesh Kadashim, right? They knew what was the source, and therefore, what was the separation, therefore they didn't go there. Right, the Mishnayos and Kalim describe that, right, there were the Asara Kedushos, right, besides the other 29 Prakim and Meseches Kalim. The first parak describes that there was the only parak that has to do with something else other than Kalim, as the different levels of Avos Atumos and the different levels of Kedusha of Harabais. The end of Meseches Nida would have it also. But the ultimate Kedusha, as we know, is the Kodesh Kadashim, these last two that we are being mafsik, right? The Mishnah starts off in the first parak, Avos HaTumos, right? That's the first parak. But once we're talking about the Eser Tumos, and the levels, so then it goes into the, Asara Kedushos. Says the Eser Kedushos Hain, there are 10 Kedushos, separate, right? Chutzlaris has no Kedusha. But Eser Kedushos, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaAratzos. And each, Kedusha is reflected by a halacha, right? You don't have Kedusha, what's called Artiloi, right? There's no Kedusha just by itself without, you know, just, it's more kadosh here. More Kedusha reflects more halachas, right? If a Kohen has more Kedusha than Yisrael, it's because he has it's more halachas. If a Makom has more Kedusha, it has more halachas. Usually Isurim. But here it goes through from the Eretz Yisrael, and it goes to the Yarasim Kavas Choma, and then the Kodesh, but as we get closer and closer in, we get more intense, and the Mitzores can't be in there, and then we have the Zav and Menidos can't go in there, and then the Tamimes can't be in there. And then Bina Ulam Alam Izbeach is more Kadosh, right? That's where the Kohen stood with his cow, as we mentioned. And then we get closer in, and finally, Kodesh HaKadoshim Mekudesh Mehem. That's it. That's what we're about to do right now. And that's what we just separated. The Kohen Gadol goes in, Bishas Avoda on Yom Kippur. That's it. And, the Mishnah continues there. It's the end of the first parak. So now we're about to finally describe, as we have been building up to this, the Kohen Gadol going in. So what happened so far? He has his shovel of coals, hot coals, which is surrounded by a sheet so he doesn't burn himself because it was sitting there for a while he went to do the dam avoda. And he has another bazech of the ktores. And we spoke in the last year about why doesn't he switch it. If the ktores is the ikar avoda, so you would think that should be in the right hand and the ktores in the coals in the left hand. We say, no, that can't be. Because the ktores first says to take the coals. If you take the coals, you put it in the right hand. Then you can't switch it. You can't switch it to the left hand once it's in your right hand. So ain brera. Ain brera, we have to take it in the left hand. And we don't want to put both in the left hand and both in the right hand and have it hanging because that's not Derek Coven. And he can't go in twice because, you know, that would be a Kenisa miuteris. Right? So all the different possibilities we tried. So no other possibilities. He's going to go in holding something in his right hand and something in his left hand. So, hachitzon is that as he go in. So the Mishnah is describing the shita of the Rabbanan, that there were two curtains. There were two curtains. The outer one was open and folded over on the south side. So the Kohen Gadol goes into the south, then makes a right and faces north and goes up to the other curtain. The inner curtain was open on its north side. Right, that's where it was folded over. So the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kadashim on the north side, makes a left, and then hugs the, saying this is all in the Mishnah, we're just saying it outside first, hugs the curtain with the curtain on his left side until he gets to the middle of the Kodesh Kadashim where the Aron is. And then he makes a right, faces right, and now he's facing the Aron, and he's gotten into the Kodesh Kadashim. So that's what the Mishnah describes. Hachitzona perufa min adarom, the outer curtain was folded over, was pinned up from the south, vapnimis min atzafon, and the inner one from the north, umahalich b'neim atshem igiel atzafon, and he goes in from the south, and he makes a right, and he goes till he gets to the north wall. He giel itself, and when he gets to the north wall, v'havach panav ledarom. Then he goes in, and now he turns to face south. Halach l'smolo, ima paroches ad shemegiya la'aron. And he walks hugging the left side, the paroches on his left side, until he gets to the aron. The Bavli asks a question here, which is not here, and that is, it's a little hard mishnah to understand why, because we're talking about two parochas, curtains. That means bias sheni, aron bias rishon. So what does it mean that he went through the curtains until he came to the aron? That can't be, right? Because those two didn't mix. Those two didn't mix. In the first base of Mikdash, there was the Amatroxin. And the second base of Mikdash, there was no aron, right? That's the Mishnah in Yuma that describes that there were the five things. We haven't read this explicitly in a while. So let's just read it now. Read the Mishnah there. In the Bavli, Daf Chaf Aleph says, Chamisha Dvarim Shahayu Bein Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. There were five things that were different, that were missing in the second Mikdash. Ve'eluhain, first one on the list, Aron, Vikapores, Vikruvim, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Urim Vitumim. Right, all of those were not existent in the Bayis Sheni. So that's why the Gemara. So what is our Mishnah talking about? You go through the curtains, which is means Bayis Sheni, and the Aron is Bayis Rishon. So you have to say Makom HaAron. Doesn't mean the Aron, it means Makom HaAron. Makom HaAron. Interesting, one of the items on the list here is the Urim Vitumim. Urim Vitumim. Was the Urim Vitumim, what was the Urim Vitumim? As we have mentioned, there's a mystery. It's not explicit, you know, what the Urim Vitumim was. The Rambam does not describe what the Urim Vitumim was. So Rashi, we're influenced really by Rashi. Rashi says the Urim Vitumim was a cloth, let's say, of Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem was written on the Urim Vitumim and was put inside the folds of the Choshen, and that was the engine. That was the engine that helped light up the Choshen. That was the Urim Vitumim. It was inside. The Urim Vitumim, maybe it was also called the Kresi Uplesi. But the Ksava Kabbalah points out that not all Rishonim agree to this. The Rambam does not describe that at all. The Rambam might think that the Urim Vitumim was the Choshen. It was the Choshen. It was the stones. The question is, according to Rashi, if it was missing, wouldn't that make the Kohen Gadol Mechusar Begadim? So how did he do the Avod in the second base of Mikdash? Right, one of the things that was missing was Urim Vitumim. So that's what the Gemara says here. So says Tosfos there, last Tosfos in the first paragraph of Yuma. Urim Vitumim Havo. It had to, yeah, they were there. Shem lo kein haya kohen gadol mechusar begadim. Ela lo hayu meshivin l'nishalam b'hen. It didn't work, right? It was out of battery, right? It didn't help to light up the Choshen. But of course it was there. Urim Vitumim not there means it wasn't there in its powerful state, right? That's what Tosfos says here. You can't say that it wasn't there or else it would be a problem of mechusar begadim. Okay, important comment. But, so we get back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah describes, so let's say it's Bayis Sheni. So he goes through the curtains until he gets to the Makom HaAron. He gets to the Aron, so now he gets to the Aron. We're going to get to how he does this. He gets to the Aron, and he has to put the Machti, he puts the shovel with the coals down in between the poles. In between the poles. Or in between where the poles were during Bayis Rishon. The Gemara is going to talk about, 1 minute. The poles took up the entire space of the Kodesh Kodashim, right? So going from west to east. So how did the Kohen Gadol get in between the poles? What, did he do a limbo underneath, right? Did he jump over the poles? Neither of those seem to be so covetic, right? So how exactly did he get? Did he just reach over and put the, reach over? He's got the Torah in the left hand, right? So how is he getting in between? So what the Gemara is going to say, he's going to push back on the curtains and, into the space where he just was, and go that way. But let's see. What does he do then? He piles the ktores onto the coals. Right, there's different dais in Chazal. Whether he spread them all around nice and evenly on the coals, or did he make like one big pile on the coals with the spices? Vinismale habayis ashan, and then the whole Kodesh Kodashim was filled of smoke. As we know, this was the Machlokas, the Tzukim, and the Prushim. The Tzukim held that first you make the smoke and then you go in, ki be'anan era'em, and that's a wrong drasha. No, we say that you go in and then you make the smoke and then he's going to come out. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in the Grach HaLashas, in Simin Nun Zayin, in Os Nun Zayin, he's mechalek between the Ketores every day and the smoke. Right, but the smoke by the Ketores of Yom Kippur, it sounds like that he wasn't allowed to go out until the bayis started filling with smoke. Right, as we'll get to, it went straight up, and then it spread on the roof, and then it went down. Right, that was the magic of the Mala Oshan. Right, that it went straight up and it spread, and you put it into this Ketores, and again, it was Daka Manadaka, but it sounds like he had to stay there. So that was part of the Avoda, says Reb Chaim. Bedin the Tzor Kohen Gadol LaHashhos Atzmo. Remember, every moment in the Kodesh Kadoshim, you can't just hang out there, right? If his job is done, he should get out as fast as possible. But it sounds like he stays there, even though he's done. He already put the tolls on. Bederach bedin the Tzor Kohen Gadol LaHashhos Atzmo biyom Kippurim Pinima Ad sheyiskase Anan Aktores v'yamali habayis Ashan Lo Tzarech Lomar Shudin Miyuchad biyom Kippurim Uba Avodas Pinim. Mishum de Maisa Knisa Vahayitsiya Yitsiya Avodosim. The Gamashia Shinit Natura Shirim Bavodos Elu. Elohu Din Bacholo Avodos. The Tzorach HaKoin Lahashos Mimakom Avoda Adzman Klosa Avoda. Really, the general din is the Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol, has to not leave until his Avoda is done. But what's called his Avoda? What's called his Avoda? What's called there, and he's going to be Machalik here between. Regarding the, let's call it the Gavra Ha'oved and the Maisa Avoda and the Naasis Mitzvaso and the Heftza where Mi'ila is removed. Right? Those two aren't always exactly the same. It could be that, you know, my Avoda is going to be over before Naasis Mitzvaso of the Heftza. Right? It's Lav Dafka the same. So he quotes by proving it and he says, every day, the Kohen doesn't have to stay inside the Heichal before the Ketores, you know, fills with smoke. The room. He can just put the Ketores on every day and then leave. Why? The Avoda of every day is finished when he puts the coal, when he puts the Ketores on the coals. V'din tala timraso hu le'inyanim kfar naseh b'chefsa shal haKetores. Mitzvaso, laseis midei me'ila. The smoke of every day, that's not part of the avoda. That's just the din in the Ketores of na'ases mitzvaso. But on Yom Kippur, it's part of his avoda to have it. Again, it's happening memela. But it's part of his, so to speak, responsibility avoda, and he can't leave till the avoda is done. Avo gemar maisa avodas haktara achi yismali abayis oshan haktores. Right? So that's part of the avoda. And that's, the Griz says, because that's the pasuk. V'chisa anan haktores es hakapores. Avodas haktores b'yom kippurim lehi kater achi yismali bayis oshan. The chulu. Liyo shamashi yismali, and the Kohen Gadol to be there until the bayis is finished. Bishim de'od lo nigmar avodaso. Aval ein ze shayich la'aliyas timraso. The chulu. So, in Lamdus wise, he says, there's a difference between the smoke going up on every day and the smoke going up on Yom Kippur. That's a hemshech of his avoda. That's why he doesn't leave. Okay? So he puts the coals on until it fills up. Yatza, and then he goes out. Yatza ubalo derech knisaso. And then he goes out derech knisaso. What does derech knisaso mean? So again, the pashup shot might mean he goes out the same way he came in. Goes out the same way he came in. But we'll see in the Gemara, lamaskana, it's going to mean he goes out backwards. Goes out backwards. Derech knisaso. Good. Umis palo tefila kasara. And then we have a girsa of the Bavli is bebeis achitzon. When he's out, when he's in the heichal, he says a short tefila. The short tefila on his way out. V'lo hayamarech shalol haves es Yisrael. He wouldn't be, give a lengthy tefila because that would scare Klal Yisrael. It would scare Klal Yisrael if he's in there for so long. Why? Maybe they'll think he died. Maybe he died. Where do you have that maybe he died? If you look in the Pirush Mishnayos here. Pirush Mishnayos here says that he would have a short tefila. Lefi she'ilu haya misacher hayu mefachatin shema iru misa ki harbe kohanim gedolim hayu meisim bekodesh hakadoshim im lo hayu reulin o im yishaned davar b'maisa ktoris. Says the Rambam, many kohanim gedolim died in the kodesh kadoshim if they didn't do the avoda or they did it in the wrong way. Halotira Omar Yisala La Aaron Vlo Yamus ki be anon Irela Kaparis. So there is, that's the Rambam. So there is, it's nowhere in Shas, But there is a thought that some people say it's in Kabbalistic sources about having a chain around the leg of the Kohen Gadol that, to pull him out just in case he dies. So that's nowhere in let's say run-of-the-mill Chazal. The Bavli, the Rishami, that's not there, but it's, some quote it. Some say it's a legend. But the Rambam says Meferish, that many died in the Kodesh Kodashim. Again, we had a story that, recently, or earlier, that, remember, Stuki came out, and he said, look, I did it, I did the wrong, Avoda, and his father said, yeah, we talk about doing the wrong thing, but we never did the wrong thing. You know, you better watch out, and he died a couple days later, right? We had that earlier in the Masechta. Okay, we continue. Tani, Menamanar v'ladarim. So now we know that he went in on the south side. That's where the curtain was folded over. So Tani, Menamanar v'ladarim, ayinichnas divra meir. Meir says, he went in. How'd he go in? In the Heichal, he hugs the south wall of the Heichal, meaning he goes towards the curtain between the menorah, which is on the south side of the Heichal, and the wall. So he goes there on the south side, and then he goes in. He goes into the curtain, the Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Menasholcham al Safan Ayinichas. Remember, Rabbi Yossi holds there was only one curtain. There was only one curtain. It was open on the north side. So Rabbi Yossi says, the Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Heichal, hugged the north side, and he went on the, between the Shulchan and the wall on the north side. That's where he went in. Is Tani Tani, and then there's a third opinion, Mimizbeach Hazav al Menorah Hayanichnas. Right? He went in, like the Rabbanan said, he went in on the south side. But he wouldn't hug the wall. Why? Because the wall, the southern wall, was blackened from the menorah, from the fire. And if he would hug the wall, then his beged would get all the black. So that's why the third opinion here says he didn't go. He went on the south side, but he went between the menorah and the shulchan, and the mizbeach hazav, right, which was in the middle. So he went through there and then went to the south and went in that way. Fine. Mali ben Nehmachu Magia Litzafon, and then he went into the curtain until he came to the north, and then he made a left. So the Gemara says, Doche Kaya Ba'atzila Yadav Kadesh Lo Yisarfa Aparoches. He had to make sure, remember, he had burning hot coals in his arm. So he had to use his elbows to push away the curtain so that it wouldn't burn, it wouldn't catch on fire from the parochas. Just another thing that the Kohen Gadol had to keep in mind, you know, when he was going into the Kodesh Kadashah, that he wouldn't burn down the whole house. He giel at Safon, Vavachpan of Adarim, so he goes now orth, and now he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, and he turns south. He turns south. So now the question is, as we said before, implicit question, the poles took up the whole space, all the way until the curtain from west to east. So how did he get in between? Chozer hayalachorav. What did he do? He was chozer laachorav kedei shelo yei nira kimafsia ben abadim. He didn't want to step over the poles. So when he got close to the poles, he kind of backwards pushed with his back. You know that the curtain wasn't a wall; it was a curtain. He pushed back so that he could get in. The Mefarshim wonder. And what about a Bais Rishon where there was a wall? There was a wall there. So some say, Dafka, at that spot, there was no wall. It was like a hole with a curtain there. So that he could push back with the curtain to about enough to have room. So he maneuvers himself in between the two curtains. And what does he do? Now he gets into what he does. Ketzad hu osa. Ketzad hu osa. There is a beautiful, thought from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that I have mentioned, and that is when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, so the pasuk says that they followed the Aron, v'halachtem acharav, right? The pasuk in Yoshua and Paragimel, and the Gemara points us out already. But that's not how usually they traveled. Usually the Aron was in the middle of the Shvatim. You had three Shvatim and then another three Shvatim and then the Levim and then the Aron in the middle. So why all of a sudden dafki here? You follow the Aron. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, you're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Up until now, you've been living a physical, a spiritual existence. The man and the be'er, and everything has been done for you. But now, all of a sudden, you're going to have a physical and spiritual. You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be farmers and have to build a society. But recognize, even though it looks all physical, it's all spiritual also. Right? Follow the Aron. What's the Aron? Says the Bavitcher Rebbe, the Aron is made of physical raw materials. Gold and wood, and there's kruvim there, but nothing about the aron is normal, right? Aron nosei et nos av. Makam ha'aron eina min amida. It shouldn't have even fit into the Kodesh Kodashim with the poles where it is, right? It's all supernatural. So, v'halachtem acharav. Kein tiyah hanhazgaschem ba'aretz. your existence in Eretz Yisrael will be like the Aron. So go and follow the Aron into the Yardim. Physical, but all supernatural. Everything that has to do with the Aron. That's, it's quoted here in the Biuri Chasidus, Lenach, on that pasuk in Yoshua. Okay. Ketzedavosa. So what exactly does he do? And maybe if we have time, we won't. In terms of the Isser of taking the Badim out. Ketzedavosa. So what exactly does he do? How does he pour the Ktores onto the coals? So a couple of options. Amar Rabbi Chanina. And again, why, what did he do? There have had any different opinions. Maybe there was a couple of options of what he can do. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Meiniach es ha machta, we flip the girsa, ba'aretz. First he puts the hot coals on the floor. Vizorka ba'avir v'kolta. Unbelievable. And then, how does he do the ktores? Because he has to do the ktores with his right hand, get it all onto the coals. And it had been in his left hand. So he throws it in the air, and then he makes sure that all the ktores, you know, goes into the, goes onto the vakulta. Oh, I'm sorry. According to this day, not only does he have to get it onto the coals, but he first has to put it back into his two hands. Right? Remember, he does the chafina, then he puts it into the bazech, and now he has to put it back into his hands and then put it onto the fire. Right? So how does he get it back into his hands? Right? All of it. He has to get it to both hands. So flip it up in the air and catch all the ktores. Amazing. That's why you needed a week to practice all this. Right? Vizarka ba'vir v'kolta. Skip the next word in Machta. Shmuel Amar, no. Bode de Baraglo. He uses his feet to turn over the bazech so that both his hands are free to catch. The Bavli has another, suggestion that maybe he puts it into his, like his armpit and he's able to do it that way. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Maro to Hakaf. Rabbi Yochanan holds, it does not have to go back into his hands before it goes onto the coals. Just pour it onto the coals. He already did chafina. He was Yosei chafina when he took it out the first time. He doesn't have to do any more. V'himet tameres va'ola, and then we know it goes straight up in the smoke. V'achar kach uposav yoredes, and then it spreads out, and then it goes down. Fine. Yotso balo derech knisaso. So and he goes out the same way. Goes out the same way. He says the Gemara. So we think this means at this stage that he follows the same path. Meaning he goes through this current and that current. So Gemara says Kerabiosa. Rabiosi would need you to say how he goes out. He should go out the same way. Because according to Rabiosi, there's only one paroches. If there's only one paroches, the Gemara assumes that it wasn't even flipped up on one side, that you could have gone out. He could have gone out the south side, he could have gone out the north side. There was nothing stationary. And therefore, according to Rabiosi, the Mishnah has to tell you, go out the same way, meaning the north side. But Barak Rabbi Meir, afilu boilo yachel. According to Rabbi Meir, there would be no need to tell me what, you know, he has to do because it was pinned up in that way. And if it was pinned up from this side or from that side, obviously you have to go out that way. Right? There was no way to go the other way. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lama, why do you need to tell me this? Shaloyiti nachorav lakodesh. Right? The Mishnah doesn't mean that you go out the same way. It means go out backwards. Meaning don't turn your back to the Aron. That's what it means, shalom, right, derech knisaso. It means you came in facing front, go out facing front, and go out backwards. Similarly, k'siv ayavu shlomo l'bama asher b'givon b'Yerushalayim. Shlomo came to the bama. The bama was in Givon, right, before the Beis HaMikdash was built. The big bama was in Givon. Yerushalayim, those are two different places. So Aman and Kaiman. What are we talking about? Your Shlomo lived in Yerushalayim, and he was going to Givon to the bama. So here it says he went to Yerushalayim Givon. That can't be. So Man Chamina, what are we talking about? Im Yerushalayim Huba. If he's coming from Yerushalayim to go to Givon, Neymar Yerushalayim Labama. Say he's going from Yerushalayim to the Bama. Imi Bama Huba. If he's finished, if he's going back from the Bama to Yerushalayim, Neymar Mi Bama Yerushalayim Ayaba. Right. So what does it mean that he came to Bama Yerushalayim? Amar Shmuel Bar Avduma. What does it mean? Really, he finished. He was going back to Yerushalayim. But he kept facing the Bama as he left, because he walked out backwards. So that's what it means. He went to Bama, to Yerushalayim. He went to Yerushalayim, but still facing the Bama. L'Bama ha'yaba, shelo yitain achor av lakodesh. And we know this halacha. If you look in the Gemara, in the Bavli, it also adds in, when the Kohanim finished doing their avoda, they walked out backwards. When a Talmud leaves a Rebbe's presence, he should walk out backwards. When you leave a shul, right, he should walk out a little backwards. Right, so that's all applications of this of this din. This was the tefillah. So we have a little longer version of this on our Yom Kippur davening, and the Bavli has a little different version, but here's the Yerushalmi's version when he goes out. We shouldn't be exiled. Lo b'yom hazeh v'lo b'shana zos. Not today, we shouldn't be decreed, or in this year. V'im yatza aleinu galus b'yom hazeh. And if we were decreed galus, o b'shana zos, tego l'seinu l'makam shal Torah. If we have to go into galus, at least make it makam shal Torah. What does that mean? It should be yisurin that we could still learn Torah. Or, like it says in Pirkei Avos, it should be a place, l'makam Torah. Galus should be achieved by that. Right? If it's galus, Hashem could still change exactly how the galus is going to look. We shouldn't have any financial lack. And if we do, if we're going to have to lose money, at least it should be going for a mitzvah. Right? If we have, remember that Gemara in Baal Basra, Daf Yud, in the Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan, he had a dream that his nephews were going to lose a certain amount of money, so he kept trying to get his nephews to give more tzedakah, because at least if you're losing the money, that's where to go for. In the end, he says, why are you pushing us so far, so much? He's like, I saw this, so at least it should be used for tzedakah. Shnas zol, prices should be cheap. Shnas sova, satiated. Shnas maso matan, good business. Shnas geshuma ushchuna v'tlula, rainy, sunny, shady. Should be the perfect balance of weather. You shouldn't need each other in terms of finances. As we know, you shouldn't turn to the tefillah of the travelers, because they're going to dive in, no rain, no rain. Don't listen to them. A lot of mussar about that. Nobody should hold themselves above each other. They lived in the valleys where a lot of mudslides, so please protect their houses. Protect their houses. One time somebody was marech and they went to find, go in. Where is he? Amru, Shimon HaTzadik are you? Shimon HaTzadik. Amru lo, lama herachta? Why do you have such a long tefillah this year? Amru lohen, mispala yisi ala mikdash alokechem, shlo yecharev. I'm davening so the mikdash is not destroyed. What are you complaining about? Amru lo, afal pikein, lo haya tzarech laharech. Still, you shouldn't have been marech. Shouldn't have been marech. It scared us. For 40 years, he was the Kohen Gadol. He comes out in the 40th year, he says, I'm going to die this year. How do you know? Every year when I went in, there was a malach there that was dressed in white. He went inside with me. He went out with me. This year, he did not go out with me. He didn't go out without me. The Bavli says he was wearing black. He was wearing black. So he didn't go out with me. Rabbi Avo says, how could a malach be there? We have this already. Nobody's allowed to be in there, not even the malachim. How is there a malach in there with him? Who said it was a person? Ani omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya. We'll leave that to explain till tomorrow, but Be'ez Hashem, it was Hashem, it wasn't a malach. What in the world is that talking about? That's an amazing line that maybe we'll start with Be'ez Hashem in the next year.